Welcome, welcome, our lovely patrons, where we are doing our monthly Patreon reading. I am joined today, of course, by the one and only Jordan. Jordan, how's it going?
Welcome, welcome. That's your intro for this? I don't know. This is an interesting choice.
I'm pretty out of it today. I didn't know I had work off today, so I worked until like 2 p.m. and my coworker, who I pinged asking a question, was like, David, do you know you're not supposed to work today? And I was like, oh.
Oh, no. Fuck. Do you get paid for it? Or can you be like, hey, I worked these hours yesterday.
I'm salary, buddy. I just take the L.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it'll help. Whatever. It's fucking work talk. But this isn't about work. This is about giving back to a community, David.
Yes, and our patrons are going to hear what they all received for Christmas.
Gather around, kids. Santa Flop is here.
Santa Flop is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's checking who should be canceled by chapter 18 or not. Santa Flop is coming to town.
To town. Yeah.
And everyone here on this list is definitely a good...
On the nice, not the naughty side, unless you know, you want to be, but we'll talk about that later. This is the wrong venue for that, my friend.
But let's kick it off with our beast children. Jordan, what is Aaliyah Gestel getting?
Oh, Aaliyah, you wonderfully talented person, you beastly child. I've gotten you a really nice crayon.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's your favorite color. So just think about what your favorite color is. That's what it is.
Clear. It's actually just a piece of glass shaped like a crayon.
So Derek, great big sword. David, what does Derek get from Santa Flop?
Derek is actually our most recent patron. So thank you, Derek, for being a very based patron and being our most recent, helping us actually hit our $200 goal. As such, Derek is actually going to be getting 200 scratch off.
Whoa.
And he will win from those cards. Drumroll, please. $8.
It's a net gain, Derek.
And speaking of net gain, what did Janet Davis get, Jordan?
Oh, well, Jeanette Davis.
Should I retake that?
No, you're fine. Jeanette Davis, for giving on our Beast Children tier, I'm going to give her the JPEG from Beast Children.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, and you can just make that bigger or larger. You can even turn
it. Oh, it even comes with rotation features. Ooh, you really splurged for her.
Apple key T, everybody. Command T, and then you're good. But David, what did you get, Rachel?
Rachel got a on sale Lego set from The Mandalorian.
Did it have Baby Yoda?
It sure did.
Okay, I think your relationship is okay then.
We're gonna survive going to Italy, I hope.
For the time being, at least. I mean, as long as it's got Baby Yoda, I think you're fine. Girls love Baby Yoda.
Mm-hmm. You know who doesn't have Baby Yoda is Scott. So what did Scott get, though, instead of a Baby Yoda?
Scott, we're out of Baby Yoda. So instead, what I got you, I'm looking around my room right now, frantically, moving things around, desperately trying to find things to give Scott. This is a used cartridge of Pokemon Blue.
Oh, that's so sweet. What starter does it have?
It has Squirtle.
That's a good gift, then.
That's what I'm saying.
Our gifts are going to be a little bit better, though, as we move up to the Galactic Ball Federation officers.
These are heroes. They're soldiers. They're the troops, so they deserve a little more. I'm sorry.
They're ball foes. Buffies, as I like to call them.
Ball captain.
And on that note, Alexander Zorak is actually going to get the perfectly circular spear that they have in France that is used to dictate roundness legally.
That's a big deal.
It is. Well, I mean, it's like not that big, but yeah, it's the legally roundest object in the world.
Damn. You can use that as a model to draw Kirby, I think. I should look into getting one of those.
Yes, if Kirby ate it, he would just cease to exist.
He would not change. Yeah. He just ate it, and he would just slightly become more round, but he was already really round. So you wouldn't notice it unless you took out like a microscope, but it changed.
He is the rotundest.
Yes.
What did Blah Moo Moo get?
Oh, Blah Moo Moo. Here's a car.
It's got wheels.
It's 2016 Honda Civic. Don't ask where I got it, but let's move on.
I like how you sound like you're phoning it in with a fucking car as a gift.
Look, I'm just saying, if the cops come by asking where I got it, don't worry about it.
Understand. We'll have a nice day.
David, what did you get BS?
I got BS the anti-life equation. I knew they had been looking for it for a while.
Oh my god, David, that's, did you have to, like, fight Darkseid for that?
No, actually, I found it at Staples.
Oh.
Tucked between some scented candles.
You know what I say to that, David?
What?
I say, ah, that was easy.
Ah, I think Steve Bloom was the that was easy guy.
Was he?
I'm like 80% sure. And I feel like now we should say that's what Dylan caught was the easy button.
Yeah. Dylan, I got you the easy button from Staples.
And then on that note, I got Hans actually those scented candles. So I really hope you like Peruvian snowflake. And
just smells like water.
Yes. And Whispers of Yesterday, which actually smells like apples. So I really don't know how to take that. I was listening to Dungeons and Daddies, and they did an episode where there are a bunch of dogs and they had to do a scent challenge where the host or the DM brought in scented candles and they had to figure out which one was like Mediterranean breeze. And one of the players just looking at him, he's like, by color, I'm pretty sure this one's Mediterranean breeze. And he's like, you know what? We'll double or nothing. If you're right, you'll get twice the prize. And he didn't even smell it. He was right.
Yeah, because that's the only way you could tell them apart, just from the fucking color. It's like some kind of psychological response, I honestly think.
Yep.
So let's see, where are we? We're on the we're talking about what we got. I'm the Dulu Soft Dom Daddy of your dreams.
Yeah.
Dulu Soft Dom Daddy? I got you one of Martin Scorsese's weird bathrobes.
Oh, man. Is that the one that has, like, the extra large crotch hole in it? Oh, you said Martin Scorsese, not William Dafoe. My bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got you Willem Dafoe's bathrobe with an extra large area for the crotch. Yeah, that's what I got you. You know what? With your username, I think that you'll appreciate it.
Yeah, I think so.
David, what'd you get Marabara?
I actually got them a box set. Yogi Berra's Greatest Hits.
You got them Yogi Berra's Greatest Hits. Is that?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. We have established that now.
You sound very, like, nonplussed about that gift.
I've never been a fan of his comedy. I feel like his politics really dig into that a little too much, you know?
Really?
Yeah, he talks about his stances on picnic baskets. I really can't get behind.
Fair enough. So, not to get political then, what gift did you get, Mr. Mike Carpenter?
Mike Carpenter, I got for your Christmas present, because we're saying Christmas, right, folks? Aren't we, folks? Yeah, no. For Christmas, I got you a belt sander.
Just for the belts?
Yeah. I feel like he needs it. Maybe that's just his name. Maybe I'm just judging by the fact that his name is Carpenter. I figure that's probably his actual profession. David, what did you get Sarah Hydra?
I actually got Sarah a series of dinosaur temporary tattoos so she could really make the sleeve she always wanted without the commitment.
I like it. Did you do that in real life?
No, but doesn't that sound like a cool thing to do, is to make like a sleeve of temporary tattoos?
It does, yeah. You can get get like barbed wire tattoos and stuff, and just like look like a gangster look like a biker for one day, and then like the next day, you'll show up and people will be like, whoa, was that like your twin? Because you guys looked identical, but like, I know that you can't, that guy had tattoos.
Who knows? But what did you get, Shingo Sekimoto?
Shingo Sekimoto, I got you an all-expenses stay in a haunted house.
Oh, is that the one that Sean works at from Anime Out of Context?
No, it's an actually haunted house.
Oh, okay. And then for Silly Rookie, I got them a one day pass to a haunted house that is not haunted, so that essentially they get to spend a day with the Anime Out of Context crew. But the catch is that means you do have to go to Utah, unfortunately.
Ooh, oh no, you went to the wrong haunted house, and now you just have to experience a haunted house in Utah. Oh no.
Oh no. Oh, it's the ghost of Mitch McConnell, or it's the ghost of Mitt Romney's wives.
Ooh.
Binders full of women.
I'm Brigham Young.
All right, so what did you get that one welder guy?
I got him welding stuff.
Oh, sorry, welder. They can't always win them.
Hey, this was good welding stuff, all right? I went to, like, a pro, and the pro was like, yo, this is the welding stuff you need.
Jordan's like, I got him some really fucking heartfelt shit. It just happened to be that that's his name.
He wouldn't put it in his name unless he loved welding.
Actually, I think he does weld. Welder guy, post in the comments if you are listening to this.
Well, if not, then he's fucking lying. If you are with that one Welder guy, it's okay. I won't tell anyone.
That's fair.
David, what'd you get Trevor Schechter?
So, Trevor loves dragons. So,
well, yeah.
You know what else he loves?
What does he love?
Dragons. So, I got him a copy of Double Dragon. His two favorite things.
Which version are we talking here? Which Double Dragon?
Yes.
What's it?
The one with the most dragons in it.
The one on the N-gauge.
I'm going to look it up right now. We're hearing some typing noises. Double Dragon, most dragons.
Is there a triple dragon?
It says Rage of the Dragons is the Double Dragons with the most dragons in it. So that's the copy he's getting.
I'm waiting for triple dragon myself.
No, I'm waiting for Double Dragoon.
Oh, I do love Dragoon games.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
But you know what else you love is Tristan Dino. So what did you get them?
Tristan, I got you because I was talking to Tristan for a while and they just kept telling me how much of a big fan of these guys they are. So I got them a box set of every album from the Insane Clown Posse.
Whoa.
They were very grateful. What'd you get Yaji Black?
Yaji Black, I actually got them a painting drawn with Vanda Black, which is the blackest substance known to man. After my soul.
Yeah.
So I hope you like it. It costs $800 million.
Oh, who's that guy who's like a douchebag about it? Vankatech? Oh my god.
Yeah, they own that color and they sue anyone who like tries to use it or I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, fuck that guy. But anyway, don't worry about it, Yaji Black, because it still looks real nice. I see that over there. You know, you got some of the chiaroscuro, the tenebrism of the Vanta Black going there. You're doing good. It's making like all this nice depth. Really nice, yeah. Anyway, Albie, you are our first king of the forest.
Oh, we're really getting into it now.
Which means I love you even more than everybody else up until now. And so I have gotten you your own kingdom, South Ireland.
No, that is so nice. But not quite as nice a gift as what I got Gabe Landau.
Wow, what'd you get Gabe Landau then? Because that's a pretty nice gift.
I got him 2.5 tickets to see you two.
2.5, you say?
He'll find out what the half ticket means when he gets there.
It's Bono. He needs a ticket to get into his own thing.
And then Jordan, though, speaking of Bono, what did you get Bono's lesser known Patreon account, Manjiki Nights?
Manjik Knights, David?
Yeah, Manji Knights. I cannot say things.
It's okay, it kind of looks like that. Manji Knights, I got you the best thing in the world. My respect.
Damn, that's better than what I was going to get Mark, which was all of his bones in alphabetical order.
Because you know he would have arranged it in alphabetical order if you just gave him his bones.
Right.
Yeah, Mark's like that. And Matthew Sivilich? Oh my god, it's you! Oh, Matthew. Matthew, my close friend. Here, I got you the best basketball in the world.
Oh, shit.
It is the best. Don't worry about any of this. And don't answer any questions if somebody comes by asking you about it. But there you go.
That's fair. And for Marty, though, I got him a firm handshake.
And an easy smile.
Yep. It's all you need to get a job when you're a boomer.
Is Marty a boomer?
No.
Marty, we're going to send you back in time so you can be a boomer in a better job market.
And then Jordan, though, what did you get Overrated Apples? Which actually, maybe Marty will be dunking for apples.
I got Overrated Apples, some Underrated Apples.
For Scarlet Myrmidon, I got them Tom Cruise's braces when he had them. Jordan's like, you're really getting strangely ominous gifts for everyone.
I wasn't in that headspace, so it took me a little off guard, you know? Like, much like Tom Cruise's night guard, which I actually gave to the BB King BB The, Tom Cruise's used night guard. And David?
Yes?
What did you get? Trafalgar Wolfwood.
For T. Wolfwood, I got him saying his full name, Trafalgar Wolfwood.
Yeah! Oh my god, it's a Christmas miracle.
I made this entire video just so we could have that as the joke.
Oh my god, what a climax to this wonderful podcast. Did you call it a video?
Yes. But there's still the epilogue post-credit scene where, oh, Jordan, man. What did Pterodactyl Ghost get?
We're into the stinger now, and that's when the true superpower appears. It is our Chainsaw Man, Pterodactyl Ghost! I got Pterodactyl Ghost, the world heavyweight title of the United States, the Intercontinental Championship belt. It's for you, Pterodactyl Ghost, because you earned it as our Chainsaw Man.
Aww. Oh, and also, don't forget, Jordan, one other thing.
Oh.
Wait, hold on. Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark. What, are you doing a room thing?
Yeah, I was.
I was like, wait, the Mark on here? Is this totally not Mark? Okay.
I don't know.
I got you. Speaking of,
if that joke's not funny, we'll cut it out and post.
David, it's all right. I still believe in you. I still trust you. It's okay. I still have faith. We're going to make it through this.
All right. Well, with that, I hope I hope we wish all of our patrons a happy holidays, but we can just do that. So I hope all the patrons, I just said again, or wait, no. I hope all patrons have wonderful holidays and had a good Christmas if you celebrate them, or Merlin Peen or whatever.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas, floppers. And this is Santa Flop saying goodbye. Oh my God, look, Santa Flop, he's flying away.
I wish your dog was still here. He could have jingled his collar. All right, bye.
Bye.